Good morning, everyone. This is Colleen Boyle. I'm the Acting Director for the National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, and thank you very much for joining us today. This is the second in the series of three calls that we are doing to talk about the President's budget and its impact on our center. And I'm going to take 2 minutes just to outline the process for the call, as well as our thoughts about feedback from you all. We're going to first start with an introduction by Sal Lucido, who's the Associate Director for Policy for our center, and he'll walk you through the changes in the budget for the National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities and really what that means to us. And then we'll follow that with comments from each of the division directors. We already did the division on blood disorders, and this call is for the division on birth defects and developmental disabilities. And at noon, we'll do the division of human development and disabilities. So that's just a way of format. We also have established an email box where we would like to, if you have thoughts or comments you want to share with us, please feel free to send your comments to that box, and that box will be live today. In addition, we also have our strategic plan that we have completed. You have all been hopefully aware of the strategic plan. We did a number of webinars on that and received lots of comments. We retooled the plan based on those comments, and it's now also available as of today. And we'll make the website available on, I mean, we'll make it highlighted on our website so that's easy to get to. And then also, if you have questions, feel free to contact each of the division directors directly or myself, and we'd be happy to discuss in more detail what we can about the budget. So first, I want to start by thanking each of you for your support of the center's work. Personally, your support has become very apparent to me as we have begun the events around the 10 years of service. And as you know, the center actually is celebrating its 10-year anniversary on April 1st of this year. And we've been reflecting on the accomplishments of the center, as well as its impact on many of the nation's most vulnerable populations. And these are people that you and your organizations work tirelessly to protect. So again, I want to applaud you. I want to welcome you in terms of thinking through the impact of the changes, the proposed changes to our budget, and thinking through how we go forward. And I also want to sort of engage you, given that now we now have a roadmap with our strategic plan to think how we best align what we're doing with that strategic plan. So now I'm going to turn it over to Sal, and then I do have Dr. Cindy Moore, who is the acting division director here, sitting beside me, and then she and I will talk about the comments specific to our Division of Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities.
Thank you for joining us today on this conference call about the President's FY12 budget request for our center. I appreciate AUCD facilitating and recording this call and the Friends' willingness to post these sessions on their website. We understand that there are likely to be a lot of questions about this proposal. However, since our time today is limited, we will not be able to take your Q&A during this conference call. However, we recognize many of you will have questions or comments, and we have set up a dedicated email box to capture your questions and comments. This email address was provided to you in your invitation for this call, and I will repeat the email address at the end of the presentation. We encourage you to submit your questions to us through this mechanism, particularly since we will use that input to guide us in the development of materials for a webinar we are planning next month to discuss the center budget as a whole. At that time, we hope to have a better sense of the outcome of the FY11 budget, its implications on the FY12 proposal, and how those two factors will impact the three-year transition plan we are charged with developing under this budget proposal. I'm going to review 5 budget-related items for you today. These include proposed funding changes, proposed narrative changes, implications for future grant-making and GIPR performance measures, a our partner outreach plans, and some key take-home messages. In addition, we've broken our budget discussion into three 30-minute segments to discuss more fully some of the changes that have occurred within each division. As a result, some of this information will be repeated in each of these sessions. In terms of proposed funding changes, the funding for the center as a whole was essentially level funded at $143.899 million. At the division level, there were a couple of changes. The birth defects division was essentially unchanged from a funding perspective. The lone remaining sub-budget line that we have, autism, has been increased by $1.7 million. DHDD was decreased by $1.7 million, and the blood disorders division received an increase of $250,000. We consider level funding for FY12 as good news and reflective of the administration's support for the important work we conduct through partnerships with many of you. This is underscored by the fact that as an agency, CDC took a $580 million reduction below FY10 levels in this proposal. However, we recognize that the final FY11 budget could significantly impact those numbers, and so we're waiting with much anticipation on what those will look like. In terms of the proposed narrative changes, the most significant change was in the budget narrative. The essence of the change is a reduction of the number of budget lines we work with within the center. The number of lines for the center were reduced from over 20 lines down to just 4 lines, including the elimination of all but one subline. This is part of an agency-wide effort to reduce the number of budget lines at CDC. The overall agency-wide proposal calls for a consolidation of approximately 120 budget lines down to 50. In addition, the center was able to add new names for 2 of the budget lines, and we believe these names do a lot to broaden the mission of the center. However, we do not anticipate that these names will alter the name of the center or the divisions the budget lines are associated with. I'll now review some of the changes for the birth defects division specifically. The Division of Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities had the number of budget lines associated with its division reduced from 5 to 2. Autism will be the only subline maintained in the center under this proposal and was the only line to receive a significant increase in funds. The Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities budget line was also renamed the Child Health and Development budget line. We believe that these changes will bolster our efforts to expand our current program activities, and we are particularly pleased with the change in the budget line name because this is the first time the term child health has been associated with any one national center at CDC. In terms of changes to grant consolidation and performance measures, the budget narrative also calls for consolidation of the grant-making mechanisms within the center. OMB wants the center to consolidate its grant-making activities as much as possible in order to reduce administrative costs. The consolidation process is not unique to our center. CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion is implementing a similar consolidation, and we expect this trend to be replicated across the agency. As part of our negotiations with OMB during the budget formulation process, the center was able to negotiate a 3-year transition process for this consolidation. We felt that a 3-year transition process was critical so that the center would be able to engage our partners in the development of a transition plan, fulfill our existing funding agreements, and adhere to our current legislative mandates. We anticipate that this plan will be bolstered significantly by the recently completed strategic plan, and we appreciate your input into that document at the end of last year. Finally, as part of this process, we will be revising the center's GIPRA performance measures in order to reflect the consolidated funding strategy moving forward. Our plans for partner engagement includes tapping you into the planning process for this proposed budget, and that starts now. We fully expect to have your input into that transition plan. We want to use this information sharing session as an initial opportunity to get partner input into that process. To facilitate that, we are asking partners to submit any questions or comments regarding the budget proposal to the center using the dedicated email address provided to you in the invitation you received yesterday about this meeting. As a reminder, that email address is ncbddstrategicppi@cdc.gov. And I'll repeat that. ncbddstrategicppi@cdc.gov. Our intent is to respond to those comments and questions as part of the webinar we have planned for March once the FY11 budget is finalized. We know that you have many questions about this proposal. However, it will be difficult to develop complete and accurate answers to these questions until the FY11 budget is finalized, and we have a true sense of where the budget negotiations between the executive branch and Congress would truly begin for FY12. We also plan to engage with you as we normally would and augment those interactions with the 10 years of service events planned for the coming year. We are open to additional engagements if necessary and are prepared to discuss the scope and nature of those engagements moving forward. As all of you know, this is not a final budget, just the President's proposal. While being level funded is a positive thing in a year where CDC took $580 million in cuts, we are still facing some budget execution challenges in FY11 that may impact the availability of program funds. However, we believe that this consolidated budget proposal offers our center the opportunity to carve out a broader mission within public health and allows the center an opportunity to begin addressing some of the most critical challenges facing our constituent populations. While we realize these proposed changes may cause some partner concerns, we value your input, and we remain committed to including you in the development of our transition plans and making this process as transparent as possible. We look forward to working with you closely in the months ahead on this issue. Thank you.
This is Colleen again. I'm just going to speak briefly to the impact of this consolidation for the Division of Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities. And as Sal mentioned, the President's budget renames the budget line from Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities to Child Health and Development. And we feel that this new name allows the center the ability to continue the important work in that we've been doing in the prevention of birth defects and developmental disabilities, as well as in the early identification of children with these conditions, with the ultimate goal of improving health outcomes for the children impacted by these conditions. However, we find that we feel that the proposed new budget name also, as Sal alluded to it in his words, also allows us the flexibility to move the center forward with a broader mandate for child health and development. And this is really helpful and from a leadership position in terms of really trying to position the center for the future. And I think this is really important for CDC because this really is and that will now be the only budget line that actually has the word child health specifically in it. So we are excited about that the opportunity that budget line provides in terms of future growth. As Sal mentioned, the President's budget does contain the one subline for autism, and we anticipate continuing our activities in surveillance and tracking, hopefully to also expand the surveillance and tracking to younger children and adults, continue our work in epidemiologic research, adding to our advancing knowledge of the modifiable risk factors for autism, as well as continuing and really partnering with other federal agencies and state-based organizations to promote the earlier identification of children with autism and other developmental delays, with the target of closing the gap from the average age of 4 to 5, which children are now identified, to a much younger age so that they can avail themselves of opportunities with early intervention. In terms of the birth defects activities and the consolidation of the birth defects activities into one line, again, I think this allows us the ability to continue with our commitment to state birth defects surveillance and prevention programs, to continue with our commitment in terms of the epidemiologic research and the network that we have built and the base we've built to identify the next folic acid, the preventable risk factors for the future, for future prevention. But it also allows us the flexibility in targeting the growing number of preventable causes of birth defects, while not at the same time losing the focus on the investments we've made in folic acid and alcohol, but really building on those investments and developing comprehensive prevention activities that bundle bundle prevention activities that make some sense to target together. And I think a good example of that is maternal health conditions, where we would be really trying to promote maternal health relative to obesity, diabetes, and other maternal health conditions. So we see this as an opportunity to continue the work we've done, but also providing us the flexibility to take some of the new information that's come from our investment and try to target that, particularly focusing on improving health outcomes of women and children.
That concludes the presentation. We really appreciate your time, and we highly encourage you to utilize that mailbox to direct your comments and questions to us.
And I was going to also say, as I mentioned in the opening, this is Colleen again, if you do have questions that are specific to the Division of Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities or questions in general about the center, please contact either Cindy Moore, who's the Acting Division Director, or myself. I'd be happy to answer questions, those that I can, from the center director perspective, as well as address some of the issues that are specific to this budget line.
That concludes the presentation. Thank you for your time.